This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about a really neat event that's going to be coming up here soon, and we'll get to that here in just a moment. But I would like to welcome in Michael Rye with Camp Sequoia, which is located on Gady Road here in Adrian. And Michael, welcome into the program.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you.
It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
Now, Camp Sequoia is a campground, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's where, right in the center of Adrian.
Yeah, right in the center of Lenawee County, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
And how big is the campground?
I believe we've got about 120 sites for RVs.
Okay.
A lot of people there are seasonal people, so they leave their RVs there all the time. We do have sites open for weekends, weekenders. People want to come in for the weekends and different events that we have there.
Yeah, we'll be talking about one of those events coming up. So, you know, this is pretty much a really neat place, like you said, that before we went on the air. You know, not a lot of people know about Camp Sequoia, but we're going to be letting people know about that. It actually does exist there on Gady Road.
Yes, it does.
So is it between M-52 and Occidental? Or?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I mean, halfway in between.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. And you said there was, you know, a lot of seasonal, but people can leave their trailers there all year long, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'd like to find out more about Camp Sequoia. What's the best way of doing that,
Michael? We have a website. I believe it's Camp Sequoia. Just Google Camp Sequoia, Adrian, Michigan, and it'll take you right to it.
Okay.
And we have events, and there's a listing of events and our calendars and all that stuff on that website.
Well, one of the events that's coming up is, wow, you're going to have a Beatle tribute band.
Right, right.
Tell us a little bit about that, Michael.
These guys, they have played around the area before. They're from Florida. I think they're originally from Michigan, and they come up here in the summertime, and they make a tour. I think they played up in Southgate last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I think the owner, Kim Welke of the camp, she went and saw them last year, and she said, we got to get these guys out here. So I got in touch with them, and we got it all hooked up July 26th from 4 to 7.
And they're called Toppermost Beatles?
Toppermost.
Toppermost, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Beatles tribute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do, from what you were telling me beforehand, mm-hmm. is that they do a good job of performing. And tell us the time period that they do.
Well, they start off, I believe, now I didn't see the show, but Kim did, and I've seen the literature and videos and all that stuff. But they come out as the early 60s Beatles with their jackets and their Beatle boots and all that, and and then I believe about halfway through the show, it's a three-hour show, about halfway through the show, they'll change into their Sgt. Pepper's outfits.
Cool.
And they're pretty extravagant looking. I mean, they look like the original outfits.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were quite amazing back then
absolutely.
And with those outfits.
Right, right. And they sound really good. I mean, nobody's going to be the exact Beatle,
right,
you know, but
right.
They sound really good. They do a good imitation. One or two of them actually look like the Beatles. I think the guy that plays John Lennon, he looks like John Lennon.
Wow.
Now, the guy that plays Paul McCartney, I don't know, maybe. He's got the Beatle bass, but it's right-handed instead of left-handed.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, that's, you know, one of those little things,
oh,
Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But from what I've seen, they're really good at what they do. They sound good. And we're just really looking forward to having them come. I mean, that's the reason I started playing guitar back in the late 50s, early 60s was because of the Beatles.
Sure, so sure, yeah.
It's kind of me remembering where I came from.
Absolutely.
So,
well, you know, the music of the Beatles has never really phased out, or
oh, no.
You know,
it's endless.
It's endless. It's timeless music, actually.
Right.
And how they changed music, mm-hmm. Here in the States. Well, of course, when they started over in the UK, but when they came to the States, it's just like, wow. And since then, their creativity has just been amazing with the type of music that they performed.
You know, and if you really think about it, the Beatles were just, they were done about 68 or 69. They were way ahead of the curve as far as the technicality of their music.
Yes.
And which amazes me because there's music out now that's not even close to as good or technical as the Beatles were back in the late 60s and early 70s.
Yeah. But like you said, that their music is timeless, even the early stuff, right up to the time before they broke apart, mm-hmm. and it went some of them on individually on their own. But still, it's just so darn good music, Michael.
It is. I mean, there's no getting around it. If you don't like the Beatles, you don't like nothing.
Yeah.
That's what we try to say. We say anyway. But.
Having this concert then on Saturday, July 26th, yep. and from what time to what time?
4 to 7.
4 to 7, okay.
Right.
So that's pretty good.
Right.
What's going to be the admission for this?
Admission is $15 per person.
Okay.
At the gate. We have wristbands. We don't have tickets. So you pay your $15, you get a wristband, you go on in. We do have food available for sale. I don't know exactly what the menu is. I do know they're going to have walking tacos and hot dogs and popcorn.
Okay.
And as far as drinks go, I have no idea. We'll have, obviously, ice water and you know, bottled water,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I don't know what else they've got planned. That's another department. I try not to worry about that stuff because I got enough to worry about.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, there will be concessions available.
Oh, and there will be. Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Now, how is this going to be set up now? Is there going to be seating? Do you need to bring seating? How does that work?
It's lawn seating only. Bring your chairs.
Okay.
We'll have outhouses out there and. But the seating itself is bring a lawn chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
So make sure you bring a lawn chair, mm-hmm. and then the food is going to be available for purchasing, and it's going to be $15 per person. Now, what the money is going to be used towards? What then, Michael?
Supporting the show and supporting camp functions, basically. We're an LLC. We're nonprofit. So anything that we make, I'm just wanting to break even, really, I mean, to tell you the truth, because these things are pricey.
Yeah.
But any excess will be donated to different charities. Fishes and Loaves, I think, is one of them, and I'm not familiar with that side of it.
Yeah.
But again, this will help us to do this again next year with a different type of show. If, you know, not the Beatles, but a different type of show.
Yeah.
So any excess we have will go to that.
Go towards that, you know, doing another show next year.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
All right. So, I mean, this is a great incentive to be able to go, knowing where the money's going to be going for, and to be able to go and listen to the music of the Beatles, mm-hmm. which, you know, they'll sound like the Beatles and, you know, have that sound to them and kind of relive, you know, if you lived through that time,
mm-hmm.
or if you haven't, come out and enjoy the music, because as we mentioned before, their music is simply just timeless, and
absolutely.
To come out and enjoy, absolutely. And that's going to be the closest to the Beatles we're going to get.
In this lifetime, yes.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun then.
It is going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it. We've got pretty much all the logistics in place, and we're just looking forward to people coming down the driveway. We've got a place to park.
I was going to ask you that. And yeah. What about parking?
We have parking. We have parking attendants. We have a great big open field where the stage is going to be.
Okay.
We have a portable stage that we bring out, and we'll have it all set up nice, professional-like, you know.
Sure.
But we have parking. We have guys that will, for handicapped people, if they need a ride from the end of the parking lot to the stage, we've got guys on golf carts that'll do that.
Cool.
And I think at the gate, they're taking cash, and I believe they're taking debit cards also. We've got a portable machine that
we'll take
a debit card.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes.
Good to know.
No checks.
Yeah.
We don't want to mess with that.
That's right, yeah.
I think it should go off without a hitch. I mean, we're really looking forward to it.
Now, keep your fingers crossed for nice weather.
And toes.
Yes.
Yeah, I was looking at the forecast today, and there's a chance of rain, but this is Michigan.
Yeah, know, so. I mean, it can change way before then, too. Yeah, right, absolutely. Right. Okay, this is going to be when and where again, Michael?
It's going to be Camp Sequoia on July 26th from 4 to 7, 2675 Gady Road in Adrian. And
there's a sign out front to where you turn.
There is a sign out front, and there will also be Beatles posters up front also to tell you where to go.
Okay.
And there will be a reminder as to the cost halfway down the drive. It'll be pretty much self-explanatory. Yeah. We want to make it as easy as we can for people to be able to attend.
To come out and just enjoy, right, Michael?
Enjoy. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Also, well, we have sponsors that I'd like to mention because
sure.
They were very, very, very helpful. We had XL Realty, Dana, and we had Social Recording Company, which is a recording studio in Adrian. And we have Adrian Sign and Midas Muffler and Level One Inc. They all donated sponsorship for the advertising and such as that.
Great, great. And thanks to those sponsors because, you know, that's what makes it work.
We couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah. Well, much success. And people, make sure this is on your calendar and don't miss this. This is going to be from 4 to 7 p.m. at Camp Sequoia there on Gady Road here in Adrian and on Saturday, July 26th. And let's make it a great big turnout for you and to enjoy some great music too, Michael.
All right, Dale.
All right. Thanks so much. My guest has been Michael Wright with Camp Sequoia, and this has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and we'll talk again soon.